Shalom, and this is Billy Brim. So glad to be with you again. First thing we're going to, the Bible says, forget not to assemble yourselves together. Much more when you see the day approaching. Well, if anything, from our recent prayer calls and from what's happening in this earth, we see the day approaching. Jesus is coming soon. And so the Lord is making available places for us to meet together. And thank God one of them is this prayer call. But I want to announce myself a couple of meetings that are coming up, and then Brother Max will announce the meeting they're having there in Minneapolis. At Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, the Lord told me recently, there's going to be an increase of signs and wonders, healings and miracles. Make a place for them. So since we heard that, on third Sundays every month at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when the weather permits, of course during the snowstorm we didn't, or things like that. But there will be this Sunday, February 15th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, third Sunday at 3, at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, there will be a healing meeting. Healing and miracles will be the aim of this meeting, and it will be directed by the Holy Ghost, of course, but the human ones who are going to be ministering are Brenda and Tony. And, of course, Tony's had a great, great miracle of healing, one of the greatest I know. But God will be present, the Holy Spirit will be present, and it will be streamed live. So we're trusting God that there will be healings in the body of Christ and healings for anyone. Third Sunday at 3 at Prayer Mountain. I heard someone from, I think it was Monterey, California, sign on. Welcome to you and to everyone from California. And I want to announce the very first Sunday service of His Name Church, Montecito, California. The very first church service is going to be Sunday, February 15th, with pastors Brandon and Destiny Brim and the congregation that's already started to congregate. And they're going to be meeting at the Santa Barbara Beachfront Hotel at 10:30 in the morning Pacific time. I'm sure that will be streamed as well. So that's the first Sunday service, 10:30 in the morning Pacific time in Santa Barbara, California, Beachfront Hotel. It's the launching, the very first Sunday service of His Name Church, Montecito, California. You know, Brandon and Destiny, unless I hear differently, they've already found a place to live there in Montecito. And so God is very supernatural, that church, very supernatural. I think I'll announce another meeting. I'm going to be at a glorious church fellowship tonight in Collinsville, and we're going to be talking about the supernatural. And that's at 6:30 p.m., a glorious church. You can watch it live on YouTube. When I watch it at home, I go to YouTube, a glorious church live. So that's this afternoon. That's tonight at 6:30 Central Time. And now there are some special meetings called by the Lord in Minneapolis, and Brother Max will tell you about those. Brother Max?
Yes, I'm here. Let me open this page here. We have meetings on Saturday, February 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th. So it's going to be 4 days. The services will be 10 a.m. and until 1:30 p.m. And then the second service will be every day at 5:30 p.m. So we have two services every day, and we will have meals in between. And the reason for this meeting is about Ramadan and praying for Muslims, breaking the atmosphere in downtown Minneapolis and the country, really, and the nation. And it's called, like, Come to the altar of the nations. And the Lord brought up to our attention, like, come to my altar over a month ago. So we're just excited. Kamal Salim is coming. Christine is coming from Oklahoma. I will be here. Josiah Sonner will be with us. Calvin Woods will be with us. We're going to be praying. We're going to be worshiping. Calvin Woods will be leading the music. I'm not sure how many days. So is Josiah Sunner, and leaders from Josiah Sunner, Lori will be with us. Quinn and I will be here. So I invite you just to come and bring your supplies to these meetings, to stand together and pray in the Spirit and, you know, just preach the kingdom of God. He wanted us to do that. He's been emphasizing to pray, and that's what we're doing. And we will have our services normally. The normal dates for them right now, or the days, is Thursday at 6:30 p.m., which is tomorrow. So tonight, watch Miss Billy. I'll be watching her. And Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Praise the Lord. The Lord
you know,
is just taking us to another level. Go ahead.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is. And there will be lots of meetings, lots of meetings. You see, the Bible says that the Antichrist cannot come forth, even be recognized and known, until that holds him back is taken out of the way. That holds him back is the church. So when we're taken out of the way at the rapture, he can come forth, but not until. Every one of these meetings are going to have something to do with holding back the Antichrist, holding back his forces in Montecito and Santa Barbara area, holding back his forces in Minneapolis and the country, holding back his forces here where we are in Oklahoma. So all of it has to do with the manifestation of God and the holding back of the Antichrist. Bless the Lord. So make sure. I know it's wonderful to have streaming, but if you're anywhere in the neighborhood of these meetings, it'll be much better if you can come and bring your supply there. Bless the Lord. So, hallelujah. We so appreciate the words of the Lord that he gave us this morning. And now we'll go before him for these meetings. Let's ask him with our understanding for the blessing of the Lord upon these meetings. Heavenly Father, in the name above every name, in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we come to you. We're a gathering. The whole church is named a gathering, ecclesia, an assembly. And you have assembled us on Wednesdays through your great, great condescension and mercy and chesed. It's just wonderful that you, who created everything, would meet with us. Oh, Father, how marvelous, how wonderful. It's humbling to me, and you told us the last scripture you gave us, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. We know you care for us, and we cast our anxieties on you. We cast these meetings upon you. We're asking you right now, and it is written that if we ask you anything according to your will, you hear us. And if you hear us, we have the petitions we ask of you. So we're petitioning for a presence of God tonight in Collinsville, Oklahoma. Be at the meeting, and we know you will, and have your way in Jesus' name. And Father, coming up, the meetings that are coming up Thursday with the Yeshua Loves Heals regular meeting. And then, Father, the meetings that they're going to have, the 4 days of meetings, they're calling Come to the Altar. Oh, God, thank God we can come to the altar that's right before the throne of God. Thank God that we're seated there. And so your will and way for the fires of heaven to be manifested there in Minneapolis, we pray for it, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Lord, we pray for the church in the earth. We pray for the body of Christ. We pray for our ears to be open, our ears to be listening, and our hearts to be receptive to God and what God wants to do in these last days. Lord, we lift up the body that we not be deceived. Chip's been preaching about being deceived. And, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we do pray for the body of Christ, that the blood of Jesus would be on the heads and hearts of the body, that they will not be deceived, that we will hear you and you alone, and we will follow you and you alone in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you gave us this marvelous privilege to come to you in prayer. And so here we come, Father. Here we come. We're asking you to take our tongues, hook them up to our spirits, and use us mightily in the Lord, mightily in the earth, Lord, right now in this prayer call. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Kabrikandjoda, ashanto do kobri katikangambra, omako lo kohoro kombaragadanye ne koho sakambri kitashka. Krona makwa bale dohori kambra karegondial vragonye ne kwatio no koro koro di kambra. Ishini matuhura kobrebri darian tora palikanga. Alimanyo ho na mi na nyo ka gili ato frange. Rishkadoshke dangara godohi sheti akto. Oh, Father, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Ishato no kore kabele kangara gadele kompre bre kandishi no kompre ke di gale kaya na kore kodele kanga. Pral yo no no nombre. Tibadi bere konga. Ashkodon brevre inyema kwaka alinya kora mani. Ebihilatota kangara gadashkado la gara kabinyo no kofra kabinyo no kola kabinyo no she. Isanyo no hofaya no koro kola bali. Kambra kala kaya na kala korana nyere kebedi asupa palitiano maya. Ishene mohora kangi. Kangalo godo vredia na kocha. Ostianto ti affacca lieto palia venio ne bravi. Ajani ottobre balliato mangari Antonia. Isha tohono gohora kai, macho no koro kole ka fraktia. Gridando no koro kili kangara gadabara. Pragoje tele con brafra kale con gambi ne kobra katianto. Ili brehi ti attore kili ka brashka donjeri godoshka da. Alebretor manakwati uno kohoro kombavra kale kangariata. Kishe tohoro kodoshka. Grandiana kohoro godole kobre ke di gavra kale kaiana kahala kaiana kahala ka kangale kandani kor manake ale kambre ke di kashetie. Ere anta hale kabra di anonono di angare kore kali tele kobre. Oh, manikwa. Kabishita gohosha. Kashite kohola kampa. Krivala nyangdo do kobre ili tator o manakai anakahala kabra tia. Bishitu shwa ishentolo kohosha kabre kate kahala kaya. Vritanyo no kwa, mene ni kwa, yanahayataya fangyo. Iji di koto shangto do kohoro kabaktya na kohoro kodavra kateja ko onji di koto usha kapra. Mashko dobri katika la kaprefre kadali angto do koto ayakta. Ishe de gosheti ne kohro ka babri atofre ka de galaktya. Gajorto nombre ke te ka fra ajetunye ne kwa ka kalbalia. Bravi nyoto mia. Bravi noto kongengirianga. Malo tandia. Isha toto gohoshe kebre ka fra ka te anye ne kohro ko danye ne kohro ko liatata. Lebretwa shanoto, kali kambrendia fahashe jene kakalaila. Halaila, hase, makara malatiando. Ishidigo toshe watan prafrakito lego bre baton yene kwatole kambrangi. Isuto juato ko bregde de kafraka to ko onche de ko olo ko bratiana kada ka bratiana ko oje ko tobra. Cabre cade le compra le compre e chancho no corro congara cade anglo rogodo o shakaktia. Paschedebre le congara cataccia. Chi vrago doho shanton do rogodiato rogombratia no corre cabbino no qua. Larger than, ica la cabre cadica fratte. Mi da hausenia ne qua alle cobre cali combre che le gabrotti hanno goro col dabri. A chantobre che ta fra. Che bregondio l'ania ne qua la brato scete a bamba la copro cationde. E belle dovre che li antono cobre ca fra. E faccio nefraca, e blafrocchiandolo, che venia tora pifra sonto toccam. Oh Lord, my Lord, Lord of heaven and earth and sea and skies and all that in the midst, Macho nam vindio no cobre ilica, amano coro cole cambrag di avvesco delle cabranie ni callotia. Chi me la dobre di ne cangratia na cosca. Chi le bangole ve la canga la caja chambre, Magnetato he frango lo cosca, d'ange di godosca. Gambara godo he shanto lo godofra, cadanciando lo godosca d'ombre, che dica tancia. Isciato lo gohora cambra, catatonce di gohora schebre, catafraga d'ange di godosca. E se ti ho shantonto, to tocco ho shangra, baka la cambra. E di combra cadolo combre, cade caha la cangra, gadavra, godonia, ne qua, ne corocondia, na codebre. There is a balm. Oh, we thank you for the balm. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Po ba ne te go ba la dalle combele chiata da gambe chiata la congra magnotica frottina co urge bacchio e chiata holoco crivagno no co la cabra Gavilletto coro combre che le caja la cabra e coro congegne no coro con delle cabra e vele di uno no quage dello gobra catafrandia ne coro born from above, my Jesus, born from above. E se te cohoce cagne no coco, pala comi e maca cala cabidio no co. Ili duhushua todo gobre bregiano ole maniak todo gobre katafrinio no kori kalakaya na kambre kedika dashka. O Father, shibra toho shangabra. Me kalahalakaya na koholo kobraktya na kodoho shakabre. Ile dehe cha, shontene kobrafra. Gandhya na kohoro kabri tele kongara kabra. Kede de pangonya ne makwashka dambra katakata shantanda la goho shede de kahara kambrakta. Sidu kuhushwe, idu kora manaka. Kafile tenya no kora. Gabila tonya ne qua. Ashite de cobra kete kafranya ne kohoro koblatia na kohoro kotachia no cobra kataya. Gabido kambri kale kohoro komba la tia nogi la kaka abila tionda.
Ishana matura manaki da kora kali kangara kadish kodobi kalika. Eshehina ma kokkala gaba okkala para kaya na kohoro kombele dishka dama kaya. Doorman, the doorman, we lift up the doorman. Maya dobre. Ivihishwa to no koto ko prete de kohoro kondiandor kodoshka dambre. Imene huvelte, chwa do do jonde di guasha tora manakwa. Ishine me tohoro kori kabra kataka franye ne kohoro kombratiana kondiono ko chande de godoshka dambre. Kisha tora manahalito. Kove kole ke brenitara nanandondi de gorejete de kobraka. Ibele tutto, tu con pepe lianto. Camila tontia, ma casco dobre, che li cafrangia, ne cofra campegne. Cabalitagno no qua, a gedora, maniergo, d'angiero, no habito, no qua, mino. Amagiata monga bia, tebalatai. Idushwa ano kebe lato mangala kabredye vahashota. Ha 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 ha. Oh ho 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 ho. Isabra kotiandor godoshka. Miti hidiko bratia frakodole kombre kidiga dabra buranchenye. Asha toko de gabaka nier tono gombre kate ka dapra kato je tele kumbra kata frangde e di kobratia anakalaktia anda le kakionde di barota mashki danja. Sebra toske de pre. Sebra kotoske bamba la kohoroko vegdia na kohoroko dacia. E gene matuerio non gombi latinia no cobre calecanganga alle cambrando no gono cabre o oh, bracatai. Ili dohoro co di asco non ci di godosca. E ci di go brevre caiana coholo cobre di ana cora manacraca. Gile gobre, mancio no hotabri, ma la combravri, cale con gambi, di gobre, però dosh, che dance ne combre, cale ca dambra. Isha to cobre, che vara con dania ne que, e dabra. Po, ma na caia, ma na qua, sha to con donge, ne go dosh, che da gadandia, tabra. Isse de gore cabinio na qua, shano cora cabiano, no co, la vela caia. E nene ma qua fra candiango, e di cabracchia na godobri, ca di gavranie, ne cora candiange, ne codo gojandia. E vele co tueri na qua, la magnado, lo cobracchia na code cabracchia, vera codiango, la godosca. Ibe la tuta, mango le hovedia, scegne da kappa. Cabre candionde, mango le godo egegge, ne ca la cabracchia, ne corro con bracchia. Cabilazione, ne cuoce, ma davra, ma ne quatti di con babi, e le con bracchione, che le cabra, e già ne corro cattiando le godo capre. Pele cafra lo combre, che le gale la cambre e le con gamba. E che le goho palatito, no cobre catavra, con le con gambe e le cotionde. E se torri, ma nai, anna cohrai, anna hai, anna hai, anna hai, anna hai, anna cupere cafra. Laborers, the laborers, Lord, we lift up the laborers in Jesus' name. Misota. Pango bellito lo cobri caffa, agneto cubabile, diando no qua. Barinho no quara, cabinho no vele bahashka danjonia carrete valia. Cabila to hoshatia. Cabila to toco bitia. Oh, Father, mashito, mashito, mashito. Kamina kahala, anyoto no quebre, kangara gadaho shodere, titia no kobala titia. Gravidanya ne qua parakelia no kohoro kobila dinyo no kohoro kobanya no kohoro kobenyo no kohoro kobapatiata. Oh Lord, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Parikangara katashkato brikitika frange. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, Father, I could not say thank you enough. I could never say thank you enough. Thank you for eternity. Thank you for eternity with you, Father. Eternity to do what you designed us to do, but eternity to praise you and thank you, Lord, for calling us and providing the Savior in his precious blood that we could be with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. My Jesus,
Lord.
We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
We praise you. We praise you.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise
see?
His name.
Yeah. See God as well. Praise his name. You know, the first thing I just came across my mind, well, the Lord just told me that I give you rest, and I know I slept for like an hour and 20 minutes between the prayer calls. So thank you, Lord, for giving us all rest.
Yes, rest is a wonderful gift from God.
Yes, yes.
He gave the Sabbath, you know, for rest.
Yes, yes. Yesterday was my Sabbath. Well, I don't know. Maybe Monday too, half and half. Praise God. Seek God's will. First statement here. Seek God's will and plan. Seek God's will and plan for your life. For your life through obedience. Prayer. Through obedience. Prayer. Oh, obedience prayer. Sorry, I'm just starting here. Seek God's will and plan for your life through obedience prayer. And listening to the Holy Spirit. And listening to the Holy Spirit. Hmm. You just give me an example about the rest. Seek God's will and plan for your life through obedience, prayer, and listening to the Holy Spirit. Next statement is underlined. My will has reason. My will has reason and purpose. My will has reason and purpose. You have a relationship and a spiritual connection. You have a relationship and spiritual connection rather than just religion. Rather than just religion. You will cultivate. You will cultivate that relationship. You will cultivate that relationship by spending time in my word. Okay. I'll read it again. This statement is all underlined. My will has reason and purpose. You have a relationship and spiritual connection rather than just religion. You will cultivate that relationship by spending time in my word.
Is it word or words?
It is. Oh, it's words. I thought it's a dot. It's words. It looked like a dot, like period, but it's words. You're right, Miss Vivian. Put an S in the end, yes. Let's see here. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And then the Lord gave us Hebrews 13:20-21. Hebrews 13:20-21. Okay. Misstatement. Moving the envelope. Yeah, the end of it is underlined. Okay, non-underlined part. Before God will begin to reveal my will to you. Okay, I'm just reading it word to word. We'll figure it out. Before God will begin to reveal my will to you, you must be committed. Yeah, you must be committed to doing whatever it is that I desire for you to do. Okay, I'll read it again. Before God will begin to reveal my will to you, you must be committed to doing whatever it is that I desire for you to do. Okay, got it. Now the underlying part, same statement. To show you my plan to gain a better understanding of my plans for you, church. So the underlying part again, to show you my plan to gain a better understanding of my plans for you, church. So, okay. Do you want me to read the whole statement again, Ms. Billy, or you got it?
I'll read it to you, see if I got it right.
Okay.
Before God will begin to reveal my plan to you, you must be committed. Okay, yeah, it is will. Let me begin again. God will begin to reveal my will to you, you must be committed to doing whatever it is that I desire for you to do. And then underlined, to show you my plan to gain a better understanding of my plans for you, church.
That's it. Okay. First Chronicles 4:10. Luke 9:23. That's 2:3. Psalm 119:105. Psalm 119:105. 1 Chronicles 4:10, Luke 9:23, Psalm 119:101. Okay.
101 or 105?
105. Sorry, did I say 101?
Okay.
I did, yeah. It's 105. 119:105. All right, next statement. It's not underlined. Actually, the next two statements are not underlined. And it reads like this. Again, the time to pray is now. Again, the time to pray is now. Not tomorrow. Don't put off your prayer. Oh, I'll slow down. Again, the time to pray is now, not tomorrow. Don't put off your prayer and take away the blessings I have for you. The future I have for you. That's a statement. Okay, I'll read it again. Again, the time to pray is now, not tomorrow. Don't put off your prayer and take away the blessings I have for you. The future I have for you. Okay. I'm going to read it again. I'm sensing people not catching about this one here. Again, the time to pray is now, not tomorrow. Don't put off your prayer and take away the blessings I have for you, the future I have for you. That is a statement. Okay, next statement is really short. Well, not really, but read like this. Stand firm on this assignment. Stand firm on this assignment in prayer with my prophet and friend. Yeah, that's it. Stand firm on this assignment in prayer with my prophet and friend. Let's see here. Next statement. Proverbs 3:5-7. Proverbs 3:5-7. 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9. Another 1 Peter 2:15-5. 1 Peter 2:15. Proverbs 3:5-7. 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:15. Okay. Next statement. As you read my words today, know that ultimate source, know that the ultimate source for truth, and I am faithful, Oh, the rest is underlined. Okay, I'll read this again, then we'll get to the underlined part. As you read my words today, know that the ultimate source for truth, and I am faithful. Underlined part. To fulfill all my promises. Claim your freedom. Oh, Trump. Claim your freedom, Trump. Church, Israel. No hope lost in me. I am Trump. Okay. I'm going to go from the beginning here. The president's name mentioned twice. I'm believing that's what it is. As you read my words today, know that the ultimate source for truth, and I am faithful. Underline part. To fulfill all my promises. Claim your freedom, Trump, Church, Israel. No hope lost in me. I am Trump. I almost want to put period after I am.
Here's the thing he's saying. There's no hope lost in me. And then he's giving you his name. I am is his name.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No hope lost in me. I am identifying himself. It would be like saying, no hope lost in me, Jesus Trump.
Oh, I see.
Only he using the name of I am, which is the same as Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh.
Right.
Jehovah. No hope lost in me, Jehovah Trump.
Okay. And from the word to all the way to Trump is underlined.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The second Trump, right. Mm-hmm.
Correct, yeah. Well, both actually got to be underlined.
Yeah, but all the way through the last time he mentions Trump's name.
Correct, mm-hmm. correct. Okay. Let's see here. Where was I? I'm just thinking. Okay, praise the Lord. Focus.
Yeah,
okay.
I imagine.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, Psalm 18:3. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 26:3. Isaiah 41:10, Isaiah 26:3. Okay. Next statement. I still work miracles. I still work miracles through you, church. You are my people, and I am your God. That's a scripture. You are my people, and I am your God. Be the voice and the supernatural Acts, ACTS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be the voice and the supernatural acts of God. Now, the last four words are underlined, which read like this. All in my name. All in my name. So all in my name is underlined. Now, I'm going to read the statement from the beginning again. I still work miracles through you, church. You are my people, and I am your God. Be the voice and the supernatural acts of God. Underline, all in my name. Okay, and then he gave us the book of Acts 4:30. John 4:48. Wow, John 4:48. Acts 19:11 and 12. Psalm 77:14. Yeah, four scriptures here. Acts 4:30, John 4:48, Acts 19:11 and 12, Psalm 77:14. All right, next statement. See, it's a bit long, and it's about, again, maybe half an hour or less. Read like this. Non-underlined part. Keep going and going. Keep going and going. Making God a priority. Making God a priority in your life. Keep going and going, making God a priority in your life. Isn't always easy. Isn't always easy, church? Yeah. Your life isn't always easy, church. No more distractions. No more distractions. My promises in my words. My promises in my words. That with me, all things are possible. That with me, all things are possible. Now, the underlined part. So, when you find yourself, when you find yourself drained. Right, I'm just because of the, I'm looking at the ED and the N, just making sure I'm reading the words right. So when you find yourself drained, you self-correct. You self-correct and seek my face. I am your Lord and Jesus. Okay. So, did I say this is the underlying part? Start with so. So, when
yes,
you find
did.
Your okay. So, when you find yourself drained, you self-correct and seek my face. I am your Lord and Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to just keep going here. You're going to read them again anyway. Praise the Lord. Matthew Aha, 6:33. I know this one. I think I do. Matthew 6:33. Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:31. Psalm 91:1-16. Was that the whole psalm?
Yes,
whole...
it is. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'll
I don't
say
know.
That, but I don't know.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sorry. Okay. Psalm 91:1-16. I don't know why I thought it's 18. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, praise the Lord. Romans 12:12. Romans 12:12. Matthew 6:33. Isaiah 40:31. Psalm 91:1-16. Romans 12:12. Okay. Next statement. Read like this. Do make time for prayer and be energize. I almost said organize. Be energized today. Do make time for prayer and be energized. I'm going to read it again. I think I said something that is not here. Do make time for prayer and be energized today. This is underlined. Prioritize God. Yeah. Prioritize God above all. I will open doors for you. That's the underlying part. Prioritize God above all. I will open the doors for you.
Is okay. One time you had the word the, T-H-E, before doors, and one time you didn't. Is it there or not?
Yeah, there's the.
I will open the doors for you?
Correct.
Thank
it
you.
Is there. Mm-hmm. And if I'm just, you know, praise the Lord. I'll get back to myself here. Do make time for prayer and be energized today. Underline part, prioritize God above all. I will open the doors for you. And that is the statement. Next statement. Actually, last statement and a few scriptures. Let's see here. Make your priority. It is that easy. Make your priority. It is that easy. No more distraction. He just told us that earlier about distraction. Make your priority. It is that easy. No more distraction. Underline part. Same statement. Listen and obey. Sense my love for you. Oh, sense my love for you all children. Okay, I'll read it again from the beginning. Make your priority. It is that easy. No more distractions. Underline part. Listen and obey. Sense my love for you all children. All right. Then the Lord gave us Romans 8:37-39. Romans 8. 37-39, and then he gave us 1 John 3:1. 1 John 3:1. Yeah, that's the one. Okay. Then he signed it. Trust in me. That's
Hallelujah.
What we prayed for. for this afternoon and
praise
the morning.
Praise his name. He's telling us some things over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I'm reading the same statement almost. Yeah.
Seek God's will and plan for your life through obedience, prayer, and listening to the Holy Spirit. Underlined. My will has reason and purpose. You have a relationship and a spiritual connection rather than just religion. You will cultivate that relationship by spending time in my words. 1 Timothy 2, 3. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That was actually 1 Timothy 2, 3, and 4. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. Give thanks in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Before God will begin to reveal my will to you, you must be committed to doing whatever it is that I desire for you to do. Underlined. I show you my plan to gain a better understanding of my plans for you, church. First,
to show you. To show you this. To show you. You said, I show you. I'm just correcting that. To show you my plan.
To show you. Okay, I kind of made it look like an I, capital I. All right, let me read it again. Before God will begin to reveal my will to you, you must be committed to doing whatever it is that I desire for you to do. To show you my plan, to gain a better understanding of my plans for you, church, and beginning with to show you my plan to gain is underlined. 1 Chronicles 4:10. Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. And God granted him what he requested. King James and also the Amplified say, evil. You would keep me from evil so that it might not hurt me. And that's the word. It is evil, ra. I'm going to read it again then from the, I'll read it from the Amplified. Jabez cried to the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and you would keep me from evil so that it might not hurt me. And God granted his request.
Is that something to do about the land, Miss Willie?
This is the prayer of Jabez. He was a person, and it's very much honored and given kind of as a pattern for prayer for us.
Oh.
It was the prayer of Jabez, and it's honored in the Bible as a good prayer. So it's one that you could pray yourself. Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "You, Max, me, Billy, I could pray. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, that your hand might be with me, that you might keep me from evil, so that it might not hurt me." And God granted his request.
Okay.
The prayer of Jabez, some people wrote whole books on it and prayed that prayer every day. Okay, that's the prayer of Jabez. Luke 9:23. And he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
Well, my goodness.
Psalm 119:105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
Wow.
Again, the time to pray is now, not tomorrow. Don't put off your prayer and take away the blessings I have for you, the future I have for you. Stand firm on this assignment in prayer with my prophet and friend. Proverbs 3:5-7. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil."
Wow.
1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." 1 Peter 2:15. "For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men." As you read my words today, know that the ultimate source were truth, and I am faithful, and then underlined, to fulfill all my promises. Claim your freedom, Trump, Church, Israel. No hope lost in me. I am Trump.
Mm-hmm. Can I interject here for a second?
Please, please do.
Okay, I believe the Lord is really telling us here in Proverbs 3:5, 6, and 7 is absolutely in relation with this statement, as you read my words today. You see, it's all connected, even above and before and below.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about the race. You know, claim your race. Keep going. I am faithful to fulfill my promise. Claim your freedom, Trump, Church, Israel. No hope lost in me. I am. My goodness, Miss Willie. It's just like,
you
wow.
You know, I'm thinking that that perhaps as we prayed, and we prayed about this, this is what we prayed, Trump may have been a little discouraged. And as we prayed, the Lord showed him, "Your hope is not lost in me."
That's right. Yeah.
I think we prayed that for him, whatever he's doing right now.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Praise God.
We can't forget that we prayed this.
That's right. We prayed this.
Mm-hmm.
All of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 1,000 of us right now. I know that when I dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Okay.
Okay. Psalm 18:3. "I call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. and I am saved from my enemies.
There you go.
Hallelujah. That's right after what he said to Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I believe that's to Mr. Trump.
Yeah, I do too. And and Benjamin. And
yes.
Us.
And
that's
us.
Right. He said, all of us. He,
and what's going on right now, we were in on it. He had us praying it.
Yeah.
And then that wonderful
just right.
Yes.
Yeah. Fit just
and
right from the conversation last night with the guys. It fit just right. They're
going
to love it.
Yeah. And I hope they know that these scriptures, that's what God, he had us praying. And this verse right here is a verse that comes in the middle of a judgment chapter. But it says that he will keep him in shalom, shalom, perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me, because he trusts in you. So for Mr. Trump and Mr. Netanyahu and every who is involved, he will keep them in perfect peace if they put their minds on him.
Yes, I mean, yes.
And he will see that they have hope.
Praise God. Wow, exciting time.
Now let's just pretend that God is talking to Mr. Trump right here in this statement.
Okay.
Do make time for prayer, Mr. Trump. Be energized today. Prioritize God above all.
Yeah.
No, I want to go back. I want to go back. Where do
you
we want
to go? You were talking about again the times is to pray, or?
I want to go to Isaiah 26:3. Isaiah 26:3. Know that the ultimate source for truth, and I am faithful to fulfill all my promises. Claim your freedom, Trump, Church, Israel. No hope lost in me. And then going down to the end, which we're not there yet. Mr. Trump, make time for prayer. Be energized. Prioritize God, and I'll open the doors for you.
That's right.
In that negotiations and whatever they're doing. All the words today.
Wow.
Let's know that he was in those, and whatever's happening in the world and the people that are discussing things that could bring a war or stop a war, we prayed about them today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually continuous on the prayer from the morning and from last weekend, from last Wednesday.
From last week. I think from last week in the morning.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He told us everything, and he said, now this is what I want you to do. This is, I want to encourage you this way. This is what I'm telling you.
Be encouraged.
Today.
Don't lose your hope.
Yeah.
Don't be distracted from me.
Be energized.
Yeah, be energized.
Oh.
You know, you have to wonder, you have to know that just to keep Mr. Trump going, going and going. He's going to talk about that in a minute. Okay,
that's
let's
true.
Go back to the words.
Okay.
All right, now, after Isaiah 26:3, which says, you keep him in shalom, shalom, perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. I still work miracles through you, church. You are my people, and I am your God. Be the voice and the supernatural acts of God.
Wow.
You be the voice. You be the supernatural acts of God with him working through us. But don't forget, underlined, it's all in my name.
Wow.
He can be the voice of God. He can be the supernatural acts of God, as can anybody who's working with the Lord right now.
That is right.
We can actually be his voice. We can actually be the supernatural acts, but we have to give him all the glory and know it's in his name.
No one eliminated. Absolutely right.
But it is time. It is time for us to do this.
That's right.
It's time for the supernatural. Acts 4:30. While you stretch your hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy child or servant, Jesus.
Mm.
You see, it's us, but it's him stretching out his hand. I'll read it in the Amplified. While you stretch out your hand to cure and to perform signs and wonders through the authority and the power of the name of your holy child and servant, Jesus. That's the prayer they were praying, all
wow.
the body of Christ together in that room. And when they prayed, the place was shaken. So that's what we pray. God, use us.
Hallelujah.
Stretch out your
wow.
hand through us to cure and perform signs and wonders. Hallelujah.
I just want to go out and run around the church right now. Wow.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if we thought everybody would stay with us, we'd say, well, we're going to give Max time to run around the church. But
yeah.
that is worse, the running around the church on.
Yeah.
He's going to do it, but he's doing it through us. Oh, I love it.
Amen. Amen.
That's what they were praying. Peter, you know, had been in jail. They told him to be, don't speak anymore in the name of Jesus. And you remember, he came back and he found this group praying. And what were they praying? They weren't praying that they would be quiet. They were praying that they'd do more. That God would stretch forth his hand and heal through them. And signs and wonders would be done through them in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
They were
wow.
the voice and they were the supernatural acts of God. They were those early church Christians.
Hmm.
John 4:48. So Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. There are people like that. They've got to see them. And God
yeah.
will show them through us. Acts 19:11-12. God was performing special miracles by the hands of Paul. Other translations say extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. So that handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out.
Wow.
Psalm 77:14. You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your strength among the peoples. See, he's doing it, but he's doing it through his people.
Yeah, and he wanted us to be healed.
Yes,
at the same
absolutely.
Time,
no
he
doubt
wanted
about
us,
it.
Yeah.
No
oh, my
doubt.
Goodness.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, keep going and going. Making God a priority in your life isn't always easy, church. No more distractions. My promises in my words that with me all things are possible. And then underlined. So when you find yourself drained, you self-correct. Seek my face. I am your Lord and Jesus. I've been going and going, going and going. Shelly and I have been living out of the suitcase for a month. But he says, if you find yourself drained, self-correct.
Yeah.
We're driving down the road. We're staying in Owosso, which is between Tulsa and Collinsville, and we have to go. Like yesterday, I went to Rick Renner's and did television with him. So we start out with our GPS, and we know this area pretty well. But we don't know exactly where Rick Renner's office is. So my GPS has got three ways it can take us. But we decide we don't want to go that one way they're taking us. But we know that if we keep going the way we want to go, it will self-correct. And it'll get us on the right path we want to go and get us to Rick Renner's office. So if you're drained, self-correct.
Yeah.
Start seeking God. Well, how do you seek God? Well, he told us in the first statement. You seek God through obedience, prayer, listening to the Holy Spirit, and giving attention to his words.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And you will fill up again. Matthew 6:33.
Did you read Psalm 77:14? Maybe you have. Wait.
I think I did. Let's see.
Oh yeah. You did. Sorry, I apologize. You're good. Matthew 6:33.
Yeah.
You're right on.
Here we go.
You're right on.
Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
There we go.
Hallelujah.
No. No more distraction.
Mm-hmm.
My promise and my word. Yeah.
And you'll be self-correcting.
Yeah. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, there is 16, 1 through 16 is all of Psalm 91.
Okay.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai. I say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. It is He who delivers me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He covers me with His wings, His feathers, His pinions, and under His wings I take refuge. His truth is my shield and buckler. I am not afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day or the pestilence that stalks in darkness or of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not approach me, only with my eyes while I behold and see the reward of the wicked. For I have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High my dwelling place. No evil will befall me. No plague will come nigh my dwelling. For he gives his angels charge over me to guard me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands so that I do not strike my foot against a stone. I tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and serpent I trample underfoot. And the Lord says, I added that part because it changes here, because you have loved me, therefore will I deliver you. I will set you on high because you know my name. You will call upon me and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue you and honor you. And with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation.
Mm.
Thank God for Psalm 91.
Yes.
Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer.
Wow.
Do make time for prayer and be energized today. Prioritize, and then underline this part. Prioritize God above all. I will open the doors for you. Now, is make your priority not underlined, right? Okay, make your priority. It is that easy. No more distraction. And then this is underlined. Listen and obey. Sense my love for you all, children. If you just stop and listen,
yeah,
you can sense how much he loves you. Romans 8:37-39. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. 1 John 3:1. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called the children of God. And so we are.
Oh, my Jesus. Wow.
Hallelujah. Trust in me.
I believe you got your message tonight, but you pray about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll see about that. Tonight, 6:30. So we'll be seeing you there. And brother, of course, tomorrow, Thursday, midweek at Yeshua's Love Heals. And then Sunday at 3, Prayer Mountain in the Ozark Healing. And 10:30 in California time, the first service. You can go on hisname.org or hisname.com. His Name Ministries, and find out all about that first church service. Praise the Lord. Wonderful things happening. 4 days of meetings in Minnesota. We're not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
No.
Because we see the day approaching. Jesus is coming soon.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I think I'm going to take a little nap.
Yeah. I'll probably take another one, too.
Okay. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.